Brooklyn Quartet Oneida's sound changes a lot from one album to the next. It isn't surprising that the band still flies a little under the radar. Here's Oneida drummer and vocalist Kid Millions.
You know, if you looked at the numbers, it wouldn't impress many people. But I think maybe at this point, like 11 years down the line, there's a very, very vague awareness that, yeah, there's this, in this very small world of indie rock music, which is just a drop in the ocean, that there's some awareness that there's this band, Oneida, that is hard to define and might be worth investigating.
Enough people have investigated and liked the band that a small record label out of Austin, Texas, has a record singles club devoted to dozens of musicians covering Oneida's Sheets of Easter, their most popular song, a 14-minute epic onslaught of repetition. They're not just ambitious when it comes to song length. The members of Oneida have lots of ideas, and it only makes sense for them to organize their output where they can.
Say the fourth album, Mantle of the Moon, was supposed to be like a psych record, and we approached it like that. But it kind of expands as we actually get to the project. We try not to limit ourselves, even though we give ourselves like a roadmap when we start.
The songwriting process is a collaboration between Kid and his bandmates.
We're like a family as a band, and I guess all kinds of things emerge from that creatively. We've written songs together. Individuals have brought stuff written that we flesh out. People have like actually recorded every part of a single song. I mean, really, it's like we leave the door open. We don't define it. So there's just no, I mean, it could be anything. We've really like made an effort not to define what we are. And at this point, we never say no.
That was Up With People off of Happy New Year. Oneida curate and managed their own small record label called Bra. Bra is overseen by Oneida's own record label, Jag Jaguar, in Bloomington, Indiana.
It's just such a great honor and responsibility, and they've really allowed us to release some stuff that was close to our hearts and maybe not sustainable financially for them. So we really owe them.
They also run a small recording space called the Acropolis. One of the projects most recently nestled in the Acropolis was Oneida's new album, Preteen Weaponry, the first in a triptych of records the band is planning.
We've kind of, all from the beginning of our existence of the band, we've really felt like we contain a multitude of music, different kinds. We can't be pigeonholed, and I thought it would be a cool project to kind of create our Moby Dick, if you will. You know, just like a project that incorporated all facets of the band and then maybe at the same time suggested new avenues.
Kid participated in 77 Boredom last year, an event masterminded by Japanese noise band The Boredoms. On July 7, 2007, 77 drummers set up their kits in a spiral by the Brooklyn Bridge and played, you guessed it, a 77-minute song. Over 10,000 people filled the area to capacity to watch, and thousands more waited outside. A mere 2 weeks before 88 Boredom in LA, Kid reflected on last year's performance.
Well, Hisham Baruka, who's the musical director, he like really gave me the honor of being one of the leaders, you know, which meant like rehearsing with the Boredoms a couple times and helping to facilitate the live performance and teaching the other guys and gals what was expected of them. And the performance and the experience was definitely, without hyperbole, one of the greatest experiences of my life. So really thankful about having the opportunity to be a part of it.
Kid Millions doesn't make music full-time. None of Oneida does. When he negotiated his deal at the IT company where he works, Kid managed to get 6 to 7 weeks off a year. The schedule suits him.
My employers are very, very supportive, and I thank them for really allowing me to do this and maintain this position. I'm never going to make money doing the music. There was a time when I thought that was realistic, but it isn't. Like, the longer that we've done it, it just, you know, the longer it's clear that in order to have this be a, you know, profitable enterprise, we'd need to change our lives radically and be on the road for 8 months a year or something, which isn't realistic. It's not sustainable is really the thing. We're in it. We're kind of in it for the long haul. We've always been like, well, how can we keep doing this and keep this, you know, connection alive and not get burnt out? And that's one of the things. Just, we're committed to Oneida, but we're also not limiting our lives to it. And that's, I think it's really proven to be a great approach.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Josephine McRobbie.